Out of the some 5 million Massachusetts residents vaccinated against COVID-19, more than a half million have only gotten one dose. This gap hasn't received a lot of attention in public health messages, but some say it's concerning, as New England Public Media's Karen Brown reports.
The CDC reports there's an approximately 10% gap between Massachusetts residents who are fully vaccinated and those who have gotten one dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. And it's similar nationally. Here's Texas Governor Greg Abbott last spring reaching out to that gap.
It is important that Texans who received the first dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines go back for the second dose a few weeks later. With both doses, you're better protected against COVID.
The science says that, at least before the Delta variant, one dose of the Pfizer vaccine gives you about 52% protection against the worst effects of COVID-19, compared to more than 90% after the second dose. One might expect those who have skipped the second dose are at least open to vaccination and therefore good targets for public health campaigns. But Armando Paez, head of infectious disease at Bay State Medical Center in Springfield, says there's another way to think about it.
The more that you have at least one dose will have an effect in the community in controlling the pandemic.
In other words, he'd rather have a large number of people with one dose than a smaller number with two. That way, the community's overall immunity could be, on average, higher. That's why his staff focuses on the completely unvaccinated.
It's basically a bang for your buck. Again, if you have bandwidth to tackle both, well, of course, that's the ideal situation.
Bandwidth seems to be the operative word for a lot of health officials. Springfield Health Commissioner Helen Calton Harris recently attended a vaccine campaign event at Central High School.
It is our goal to have two doses, and we will make follow-up telephone calls to those individuals that we vaccinate through the Department of Health and Human Services. However, there are vaccinations happening across the city, and we can't possibly target all of those because we just don't have the capacity.
At the same event, several students were encouraging their classmates to start the vaccination regime. Joshua Valle says he knows people who have only gotten one dose.
My only logical reasoning would be that their time. Like, you know, sometimes some people have things to do and they can't get to it. Other than that, I mean, you know, I don't really see another reason why they wouldn't, you know.
Estevan Garcia, chief medical officer at Cooley Dickinson Hospital in Northampton, says his staff doesn't focus on the partially vaccinated, in part because they're hard to track. Just because you didn't get a second dose at Cooley Dickinson doesn't mean you didn't get one at a pharmacy or somewhere else.
I'm not sure how accurate all of the information is based on the ability to get vaccines at different sites.
But from a public health standpoint, Garcia thinks it's worth trying to understand why people only get one dose.
What the barriers are to that second vaccine and then really doing an outreach. And it would be interesting to understand that community itself. You know, is it equally distributed in you know, every community, or are there communities where we could be focusing our attention? And so that's really getting a look at that data. And I think we should be doing that at the state level for sure.
A state health spokesperson discounted the problem of partially vaccinated people. She said the numbers fluctuate constantly, and some of the gap can be explained by people still in the 3 or 4 week waiting period between doses. State data show that could explain about 100,000 of the 500,000 people who are partially vaccinated. The rest are either late for or skipping their second dose. Going forward, the question of partial vaccination is likely to get more complicated with the arrival of booster shots, as the very definition of full vaccination for some groups goes from 2 shots to 3. For New England Public Media, I'm Karen Brown.